Oh, my goodness. Is it that time again? I guess it is. It's time for us to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Come on, everybody. Let's go. Yes, it is time to visit with Grandpappy Sparks and his magic radio. Time for us to learn about all kinds of things and have some fun, too. And now let's go over to Grandpappy Sparks' hobby shop and see what's going on.
And I tell you, Ray, I smell something burning. I don't know what it is, but I smell it.
It must be your imagination, Grandpappy.
No, sirree. When I smell something burning, I smell something burning.
Look, here comes Mr. Ballard from across the street. Maybe he can help us.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Ballard.
Hi, Grandpappy. Say, what's burning?
Sirree, I told you something was burning. What does it smell like to you, Mr. Ballard?
I can't say for sure, but it smells like some plastic is melting.
Plastic, eh? Yep, that must be it.
Well, you two must have better noses than me. I can't smell a thing.
Of course you can't smell anything, Ray. You're a radio. Radios can't smell things.
I don't know about that.
Look, over there on your work table, Grandpappy. I see a little trail of smoke coming from your soldering iron.
By crackies, you're right. I guess I forgot to unplug my soldering iron when I finished my last job. It must still be on.
Yes, and the hot end is touching that plastic bottle. It's burned a hole in the side.
There. Now the soldering iron's unplugged, and I've moved the plastic bottle away. That was a close call.
It's a good thing that we can smell things. Our noses are important things to have.
I wish I had a nose so I could smell things.
Did you ever stop to think what it would be like if you were born without the sense of smell?
That would be awful. I wouldn't be able to smell nice smells like cookies baking or hamburgers frying.
All of our senses are important.
Senses? What do you mean, Mr. Ballard? Senses?
We all have five senses.
Five senses? Well, what are they?
We just used one. Smell.
Smell? Is that a sense?
Certainly, Grandpappy. The sense of smell lets you know lots of things. You can tell if something is good to eat or if it is spoiled just by your sense of smell.
Say, wouldn't touch be one of those five senses?
Touch? Indeed it would be, Ray. Touch is a very important sense.
Good. I'm glad it is because I just happen to know a story song about touching.
I'd sure like to hear that story song, Ray.
So would I, Ray.
Very well. Let's all listen. The story song is called I Touch.
I touch my head, I touch my nose, I touch my mouth, and then my chin. I touch my ear, I touch my face, and then I touch my chin again. I touch my head, I touch my nose, I touch my mouth, and then my chin. I touch my ear, I touch my face, and then I touch my
like that story song, Ray. I guess touching is a sense that we all have.
It's important to be able to touch and feel things. We can tell if something is rough or smooth. We can tell if something is hot or cold.
By grannies, touching lets us know if something is dull or sharp. Say, what's that sound?
It sounds like a fire truck.
Well, I'll be a bow-legged bullfrog. That was a fire truck. They sure make a lot of noise as they go down the street. I guess they have to make lots of noise so the cars and people can get out of their way.
That's right, Grandpappy. And that's another one of our five senses. Hearing.
Hearing? Why, I guess you're right. First we said smelling, then touching, and now hearing. Hearing lets us tell if somebody's coming or if somebody's going.
I guess I'll say that hearing is my favorite sense.
Why is that, Ray?
If no one could hear anything, they wouldn't need to have a radio like me. Everything I say must be heard.
I guess sound is pretty important. Let's see, how many senses do we have so far? We have smelling, touching, hearing. What else, Mr. Ballard?
Come over here to your cupboard, Grandpappy. Let's do an experiment.
Experiment? What kind of an experiment?
You'll see, Grandpappy. You'll see. Ah, here we are at your cupboard.
There's nothing here except a few things I use from a cup of tea and noontime sandwich.
Now then, I want you to close your eyes, Grandpappy.
Close my eyes? What for?
For the experiment. Go on now. Close your eyes.
Oh, all right.
Don't peek.
Dagnabbit, I won't peek. What's that you're doing? I hear something.
Good. You're using one of your five senses, hearing. Keep your eyes closed. There. You can open them now.
Why, what have you done? What's that on the paper?
That will be our experiment. On this black piece of paper, I've put something. We'll use our senses to help us find out what's on this paper.
Well, it looks like salt.
Ah, that's another one of our five senses. And a very important one, too. Sight or seeing. You used your eyes and said this stuff on the paper looked like salt.
Well, now, wait a minute. It also looks like sugar. I can't tell the difference.
Let's use our senses. Can you hear this stuff that's sprinkled on the paper?
Hear it? No. It doesn't make any sound at all.
Very well. Can you touch this stuff on the paper?
Yes, I can touch it all right.
Well?
I can't tell by touching it. It still could be salt or sugar.
What about smell?
And I don't smell anything unusual.
There's one more sense left. That sense will make our list of five complete. What sense do you think we need to learn if this is salt or sugar sprinkled on the paper? Ray, do you have the answer?
Well, let me think. Grandpappy used sight, touch, smell, hearing, and that's four. Could the last one be taste?
Why, you're smarter than you look, Ray. That's right. Taste is our fifth sense.
Taste? called me a goon-eyed jackrabbit. Why didn't I think of it? Sure, let me wet my finger. I can tell you in a flash if this stuff is salt or sugar. Here goes. Hey, it's sugar.
You're right. It is sugar. How did you guess?
Well, I just used my senses.
Well, let's see what we've learned today, Mr. Ballard. We learned that all people have five senses. Your five senses are important. Take sight, for instance. Without sight, you could never see the faces of your friends. If you tried to walk, you might fall downstairs, stumble over a bench, or bump into a wall. You'd live in a world of blackness without sight.
Without hearing, you would never hear the sound of your name or hear the sound of your parents' and friends' voices. No music would make your hands clap without hearing.
Without smell, touch, and taste, you'd never know the smell of freshly buttered hot popcorn, boy, or the taste of ice-cold watermelon. You'd never feel the softness of a marshmallow or a kitten's fur.
I never knew I had so many senses, and I never knew that these senses were so important. Why, whenever I touch things, I can tell how things feel. My eyes tell me the shape, color, and size of things. My ears tell me what sounds things make. My nose lets me smell all kinds of smells. And my mouth tells me if things are sweet or salty, and even sour or bitter. By grannies, I wouldn't trade my five senses for anything in the whole world.
I'm glad you feel that way, Grandpappy. Everyone should know just how wonderful all of our five senses are. Let me say them all once again. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Say, that's pretty good. You remember them all. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. The five senses. My doggies, I've got an idea. Listen to this riddle. See if you can guess the answer. Here goes. I touch, I taste, I hear, I smell. There's one more sense I can tell. What is it? Did you guess? It's seeing or sight. I touch, I taste, I hear, I smell. Seeing is the word to tell. Get it? Touch, taste, hear, and smell. And seeing. Those are the five senses. Oh, speaking of five senses, my sense of hearing tells me my telephone's ringing. Now I wonder who that could be. Excuse me, Mr. Ballard, while I answer the phone. Hello, Grandpappy Sparks Hobby Shop. You don't say. You don't say. You don't say.
Well, Grandpappy, who was it?
He didn't say.
You have just heard Grandpappy Sparks and his Magic Radio. This program was written and produced by Jerry Limbert for the Science and Health Education Department of the South Bend Community School Corporation. Your announcer, Bob McDermott.